Popsalongen. Popsalongen på P3.
Vi sitter her sammen en gjeng på tre karer. Fine karer, sådan. Jeg kan fortelle at Mike Snow et band som ser ganske bra ut, Niklas.
Ja, det tre forskjellige looks, egentlig.
Ja, det det.
Litt skjegg, og så det... Ja, alle tre har jo faktisk skjegg, da. Så,
men ja. Ganske mye skjegg, med andre ord.
Ja. Det en som ser mer stelt ut enn de andre, om jeg får lov til å si det selv, og det han ene svensken.
Han har litt kortere hår og litt mindre skjegg.
Ja. Ja.
Uansett, vi skal tilbake til musikken, for the summer and spring is coming up, and the festival summer. Are you doing any festivals?
No, we're going to go back to the studio and concentrate on the album and everything that comes like after being done with the writing, recording. I mean, it's a long process, so I think that we will be... kind of stuck in the studio for the summer.
Okay, but you have been playing at festivals.
Oh yeah,
before. Yes. Do you have any like great festival memories?
There's a few.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Yeah, we had a little incident here in Oslo actually, where our like 5 minutes before we should go on stage when we played at Øya.
Mm-hmm.
Our stage tech fell off stage and when he hurt himself really bad,
landed on his head.
Yeah, so when we went on stage, they were walking up with him on a stretcher, and we played the whole set without knowing what if he survived. And then he came, and it was like a really happy ending to the story. He came back like a fucking winner and just drank a whole bottle of Jameson, and then he was back on. He's a fighter. He was back on stage with us the day after. But that was a pretty like intense, dramatic experience.
Yeah, and that's actually really good to hear you say, because the review that our music program gave you after the concert wasn't really that good.
It wasn't?
No, I guess you didn't read it, but I guess this might be an explanation.
Yeah.
For your like, ooh, maybe you were
kind
of...
It was actually super strange to play under those circumstances, to see him like... I mean, and you get so close to each other with, like, I mean, you spend so much time in a bus together, and it becomes like a little family, and to see one of your family members being carried out like that was pretty intense.
But do your feelings get hurt when you get bad criticism?
I don't think we really read it.
No. We have a filter that filters out all the bad.
Because they're all wrong, you know? So.
No, I mean, everybody's entitled to their own opinion, and we can only do what we do. We go out and do what we feel is right. And, of course, there's a lot of people that doesn't like it. So, and they're entitled to their opinion. And we're happy that there are a few that actually likes what we do. And
Yeah.
So,
you don't have to listen to Mike Snow.
But what makes Mike Snow happy?
Andrew.
Thanks.
Mr. American, Andrew, what makes you happy?
Oh, I thought he was saying that
I was saying
Mike
that you, you make us happy.
Yeah. Oh. You make each other happy. We're going to listen to your song, Sylvia. And really soon we're going to get back to your top 3 list here in popsalongen på P3. Så kos deg med Sylvia fra Mike Snow, som du snart hører mer fra.